All right. Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Another beautiful day the Lord has given us in the Breakfast Club. We'll begin with prayer. Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all that you're doing in our lives to help us to go forward in you. Help us to continue and help us to do all that we can do until your glorious return. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, last time we made it. Page 31. We made to the bottom of the page, the bottom paragraph in that page. The third paragraph. It says, "His side was pierced, and he bore those merciless stripes on his back, so that our bodies might be made whole." So then when you come to the table, make sure that you discern his body. When you partake, believe that Jesus took bread and broke it because his body was going to be broken. And as you partake of his broken body, know that his body was broken so that yours can be made whole.
I agree with that, Lee.
And he put that in the footnote on the side. As you partake of his broken body, know that his body was broken so that yours can be made whole.
You know, we can use our imagination on that, can't we?
Yeah.
In a good way we're supposed to, a good way. We can see all the broken bones and ligaments and tendons.
He had no broken bones, but he was terribly bruised to the point he didn't look like a man anymore. And every ailment we can have.
So he didn't have any broken bones?
No. None of that was prophesied. None of his bones was broken. That's the only thing that didn't get harmed.
I just thought, that's true because they cut his side instead of broke his leg. That's right. I knew that. Mm-hmm. Well, see, thank you for. I'm glad I spoke up because that kind of got it right in my head. Of course, I knew that.
Mm-hmm. But if you could have seen his body, you would have said it's broken. He took on every ailment for us. Sometimes I may have a minor ailment or a minor pain, and I go ahead and believe the Lord for my healing because he paid for it.
Yes.
You know, if I feel a cold coming on, I rebuke it. You have to start with the small things, Every mosquito bite, I claim immunity. Nothing shall by no means hurt me. I quote Luke chapter 10, verse 19. It stops the process of that. One day I may have to do that because of an adder bite or a rattlesnake or something. And I was interviewing Lee Berger one time at home. He came to the house. We were doing a radio broadcast, and when he first got out of Raymond, he wanted to start practicing what he had been learning. And he was in sales, so what he would do, he would take $10 and go find a preacher and bless him. And he was exercising his faith. That's how he got started. And then he believed, the Lord would increase him. So he would increase. He'd go find a preacher and give him more money, and the Lord would bless his business. And you have to start somewhere. It may be a scorpion, a black widow spider. If you immediately claim immunity with the ant bite or mosquito bite, worse things happen, you'll be ready. Well, it's the same thing with healing. He paid for whatever happened to us, we can be healed. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be AIDS, it could be a tumor. We've had people with tumors healed here, cancers, all forms of cancers. He paid the price, and we can receive it.
I saw a man on the news. He was gone to a ball game. Like, he's in a nursing home, but he was from Mississippi, and he was in New York or somewhere. He was 112 years old.
Yeah.
And he was sharp as a tack. They asked him, what was the secret? He said, mind your own business. I thought, boy, was that strong.
Yeah.
Unless God makes it your business, we understand that. But
yeah.
Most of the time we get into the flesh and do it in the flesh, don't we?
Worry, stress, and strife, it ages. It'll do terrible things to your body. When the Lord taught me to walk in love, I noticed that as I practiced the love of God, I had more peace. And my heart rhythm was always in a relaxed state. Mm-hmm. When I go to the doctor now, they get excited about at my age, my blood pressure is so good. And they get excited about it. And they say, you're healthy, you know. But before I learned to walk in love, and if something bothered me, you could feel your heart rate go up. Mm-hmm. You know, your body don't feel the same. But when you're at peace, it's like if you sleep late and you wake up refreshed, your body's relaxed. Mm-hmm. The love of God does so many things for us.
Amen.
All of these things, the word that we receive and then apply, it all works by love. And as I was studying this book, she talked about things, attacks against the church. First, she started with the Jezebel spirit, then the Absalom spirit, and then the witchcraft. And, you know, and different things, you know, I remember running into all that. And I remember Lynn Lawson was the pastor at church at Gardendale. That's where Fisher Pickett came. I went and saw her two times at the church at Gardendale. And Lynn Lawson, things he said one day on the radio, he used to come on the radio, he said that things were just going terribly wrong at church. And he didn't know why. And then he just thought about it. He said, I rebuke every evil word spoken against this church. And things cleared up. That's witchcraft. That's, words that people speak. Idle words. Doubtful words. And that give the enemy rights to go and mess things up. Different forms of fear. He just spoke. He spoke against it and things cleared up. And last, about a week or so ago, I wondered, why would a person betray the blood of Jesus? Why would they go back to the world and do things in a worldly way, do things in according to the Absalom spirit or Jezebel spirit? And the Lord showed me something. It goes all the way back to the parable of the sower. The way people receive the word, that's if you receive the word in your heart, you can't sin. So if people have pride in their life, that pride is going to be like a shield against the word of God, because it's an opposition. Mm-hmm. If you try to tell a proud person something, they'll get angry, because they don't want the truth. Or sometimes people they'll hear the truth and receive it, but their heart is like a stony ground, and the word don't get enough depth, and then they get they draw back. And sometimes it's the worry and the strife and the lust of other things entering in chokes the word, and it can't do what it's supposed to do. And they still have problems. This is how people become tares and wolves. Preachers that backslide and they know better but won't do better, they're like wolves. And they live according to 2 Peter chapter 2 and also Jude that Ray taught about, you know, how these are wolves. They know better, but they will not do better. But when we receive the word of God on good ground, that's where we're going to have faith. If you have the love of God helps you capture the knowledge of God. It helps you retain it and use it. And as you practice it, the word becomes a part of you, because it's in your heart, and you can make judgment. Now, the real you is enhanced. See, we come, you know, God made us in seed form, but if we receive the word of God, all the creative productivity that's already there is enhanced, and it'll come to the surface. It'll be on the right track. A person, the older people become, we were designed to live forever, so the Lord put treasures of creativity within us. And it will always arise if we receive the word of God. Or we will always diminish if we allow the words of Satan to take root in our heart. and he'll hijack and use our creative abilities against the plan of God. And he's done that for, when I wrote the Spirit of Egypt, the Lord showed me how every time people get on board with Satan, it starts out with deception, but it turns into defiance. And once they're ready, he'll aim them at the covenant.
Turns into what?
The deception turns into defiance.
Okay.
And when they love the world enough, he aims them at the covenant. All the witch kings and the witches and the idolatrous people, they always attack the covenant. He was after the seed of woman. And he still is. Now, there's many of us, you know, as Jesus is, so are we in this world. So his attack is against the church. He's plotting against the church now. He wants to stop it. But the love of God, that's just like we receive healing, we receive everything. And as we partake of his broken body, know that his body was broken so that yours can be made whole. We receive his life. He gave us his life. And that's what Satan's afraid of. His life can always dominate the world. That's why the false prophet and the beast can't do what they want to do until the church is removed. They are very limited. But if the church doesn't know God, he'll try to get away with something. One thing about Satan, he doesn't like to alert people to what he's doing. He's subtle in his approach. He knows that you have power over him. He don't want to agitate you. He wants to get you on board with him, or at a point where you can't fight, or won't fight, or deceive to a point that you don't try. He knows that if you wake up, if he doesn't want to wake up a sleeping giant. He don't want to pull the lion by the beard. He wants you to. The only way he can get away with things is to keep people in the dark. So all of his attacks, just like in the Old Testament, he aimed the worst people in the world against the covenant. He's doing the same thing now. And
they have dominion over Satan on earth. Then, he would be powerless.
Yeah.
You know, if everyone knew, they could tell Satan where to go, and he had to go. then they would be powerless. He would be powerless. You know,
yeah.
He works by influencing other people to do what he wants, to say what he wants to say.
He'll be out of business.
but we're the ones that have dominion over the earth.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know, on the earth, he says everything, the whole earth, is under our dominion.
Yeah.
And he's on the earth, we got to be over him.
Amen.
Yeah.
We have God. Satan's using the word of God right now with the immigration system.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the millennium, there'll be no borders. Mm-hmm. One people will be one. Follow me? And that's what they're saying now. But he's using the word to get God wrongly at this dispensation.
Yeah.
Because he don't want with the Democrats Party. He's leaning towards a lot of them. Have open borders, everybody take care of it. One citizen, one world, which is the wrong way. But in the truth, the truly truth, if you look in Revelation, that will be the millennium.
Yeah.
So he's actually deceiving people with the word of God that they don't even realize it's the word of God.
He always takes it out of context.
Yes, because there is a time coming, but it can't come now.
Right.
There has to be a kingdom of Jesus before men can love each other the way
they're supposed to. We'll have the love of God and the power balance.
Yeah. Then they'll be
people
to come away.
All right. This is page 64. He said, "Thank you, Jesus, for your broken body.
Amen.
It is for my healing, my spouse's healing, my children's healing. Thank you that by your stripes, by the beatings you bore, by the lashes which fell on your back, we are completely healed. I believe and I receive." Thank you, Jesus, for the new covenant cut in your blood. Your blood has brought me forgiveness and washed me from every sin. I thank you that your blood has made me righteous, and as I drink, I celebrate and partake of the inheritance of the righteous, which is preservation, healing, wholeness, and prosperity. We've been given prosperity in every form. And it's so that we can, as he is, so are we in this world. So we can be that blessing. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all that you're doing. Help us to go forward in you, only forward in you. And help us to finish a mighty work in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. All right.